Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 11, entitled The Childhood Pastimes of Krishna, text number 33, has no purport. I'll read that myself, and then text 34 we'll read together. Gopyo drudarata nutna kucha kun kumakatayaha Krishna lila jagoprita nishka kantiya shasvasana. The cowherd women riding on the bullock carts were dressed very nicely with excellent garments, and their bodies, especially their breasts, were decorated with fresh kumkum powder. As they rode, they began to chant with great pleasure the pastimes of Krishna. Text 34. Tata yasho darohiyav ekam shakatam astite rejatu krishna rama bhyam tata kata shrano no tsuke tata yashoda rohinyav ekam shakatam astite rejatu krishna ramabhyam tat kata shravano tuke. Someone else, please. Tata yashoda rohinyav ekam shakatam astite Ladies, please.
Thank you.
Ta-ta! As well as Yashoda Rohinyo. Both Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini. Ikam Shakatam. On one bullock cart. Astite. Seated. Rijatu. Very beautiful. Krishna Ramabhyam. Krishna and Balaram, along with their mothers. Tatkata, of the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram. Shravana Utsuke, being situated in hearing with great transcendental pleasure. Translation, thus hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram with great pleasure, Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi, so not to be separated from Krishna and Balaram for even a moment, got up with them on one bullock cart. In this situation, they all looked very beautiful. Srila Prabhupada's purport. It appears that Mother Yashoda and Rohini could not be separated from Krishna and Balaram even for a moment. They used to pass their time either by taking care of Krishna and Balaram or by chanting about their pastimes. Thus, Mother Yashoda and Rohini looked very beautiful. Translation again. Thus, hearing about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram with great pleasure, Mother Yashoda and Rohini Devi, so not to be separated from Krishna and Balaram even for a moment, got up with them on one bullock cart. In this situation, they all looked very beautiful. Om Gyanatam Idandasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Umilitam Jaina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So in the previous verse 33 that has no purport, the word chant comes up. Chant with great pleasure, the pastimes of Krishna. And then again here in the 34th text, thus hearing about the pastimes, and also it said in the purport, they used to pass their times either taking care of Krishna or Balaram or by chanting about their pastimes. So this is chanting. This is the first ingredient in the nine processes of devotional service. Actually, it's the second. The first one is hearing. So it's Shravanam, then Kirtanam. So hearing and chanting. And then remembering. We've heard this verse a few times over the last week or so. The Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakyam, Atmini, Vedanam. So these are the nine processes of the devotional service. And again, it all starts with chanting. Hearing and chanting. In the 10th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, the 9th text, which is one of the four nutshell verses in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is speaking to Arjuna, Machita Magita Prana Bodhoryo Bodhoryanta Parasparam Katayan Chastamam Nicham Tushanti Cha Ramanti Cha. My thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me. Their lives are fully devoted to my service, and they derive great satisfaction and bliss from always enlightening one another and conversing about me. So, always conversing about Krishna, always speaking about Krishna. This is an extremely important ingredient in the process of Krishna consciousness. We may not have the vision, or we may not have the wherewithal at this moment to not feel separated from Krishna. But the pure devotees, and in this case even here Krishna and Balaram, Yashoda and Rohini, they could not be separated from Krishna and Balaram even for a moment. So how do we practically do that? We hear and chant. We attend the morning program. We see the deities. We associate with the devotees. We enlighten one another. We enlighten others. We give Krishna consciousness to others. We follow the process of Krishna consciousness, the nine process of the devotional service. And then we're connected. We're connected to Krishna. So if at any time we're feeling a little separation, and that also Krishna can do that. He can leave us brokenhearted by not being present before us. He can separate. We can feel that separation from Krishna. That's okay, as long as we're thinking about Krishna, remembering Krishna, speaking about Krishna, chanting about Krishna, taking Krishna prasadam, and engaging in the different processes of devotional service. So, Yashoda and Rohini, this is how they pass their time, either by taking care of Krishna or by chanting about their pastimes. Taking care of Krishna. We're on the altar. Okay? We're putting the deities to rest. We're waking up the deities. We're cooking for the deities. We're offering prasadam to the deities. So in this way, we're taking care of Krishna. We're taking care of the deities. And deity worship is very important. What we put into our eyes, what we're putting into our ears, will determine what's going to come out, what's in our heart, and what's going to come out of our mouths. And you can always tell what someone is thinking, how someone is feeling, by what is coming out of their mouth and how that particular person is acting. And it's very important to associate with devotees. We see the other devotees engaging in devotional service, and we get faith from that, as we've spoken many times about. Faith in Krishna consciousness comes from association with devotees, as Srila Prabhupada writes in that purport, third verse of the ninth chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Association is very important. And as I like to say, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. So you can always tell where someone is at by the association that they keep. It's important to challenge ourselves. Sometimes it's a little bit challenging, or one might say it's a little intimidating to associate with those that are so much more advanced than we may be. But it's very important to do that, because then by associating with the advanced devotees, those devotees that are been following the Krishna consciousness process, that have been following Srila Prabhupada's instructions very strictly for so long, we then can become like that simply by associating with those devotees. So association is very important. And if we find ourselves in a situation where the conversation may not be so Krishna conscious, or it's a little, grummy guitar, or a little bit of a prajalpa, then it's very important to change that conversation by, in giving Krishna consciousness, by speaking about something that we may have read, or some story about Krishna, or something. The association of devotees is so strong, is so powerful, that it changes the hearts of those who are not even interested in Krishna consciousness. I remember years ago in New York City, when I would distribute in the terminals, there was one person. He would come and he was always breaking up sales, telling people, don't buy that book and don't give these people money. And this went on for months and months, and even went on for, a year or a couple of years. And one day he approached me and he says, can I have one of those books? Actually, he was standing there while I was speaking to some people, and I was thinking to myself, he's going to tell them, don't take this book, just as he's always done for so many months and years. Well, he wasn't speaking this time, and he was just standing there very patiently off to the side. So after the folks that I was speaking to left, I looked at him and said, yes. And he said, well, can I have one of those books? And I just kind of like threw me off. I said, well, let me try to understand this. For a long time, you've been breaking up our sales. You've been taking, you know, telling people not to give money to this wonderful cause, because we're here, we're just trying to spread Krishna consciousness. We're trying to spread love of God. And here, you know, you're doing, you know, a totally different activity. Kind of reminded me a little of Chankazi. And so he apologized to me because he didn't realize what we were all about, and he had been watching us for so many years. And you know, I know at different times people like this would come to me. I would at least try to, you know, say Hare Krishna or try to touch them with the book. When they were leaving, I would just try to touch them with the book, because even if someone is touched by a book, they get a lot of, they get benefit for this. So he didn't have a home. He lived in the subway or in the terminals, wherever he could find a warm place to live. And he opened his hand, and he had a handful of change. So he gave me the change, and he took a book, and then he went on his way, and then I had never seen him. You know, years, months had gone by, and I never saw him anymore. But it just goes to show you the benefit, the power of Krishna consciousness and the association of devotees, good association. Even here I'm sitting, and I'm seeing that there are some younger devotees, some newer in time, because I may say younger devotees, but, you know, how do I know that, you know, someone who's been around for a long period of time, maybe this is their first time in Krishna consciousness, and, you know, we have a long way to go, whereas someone who's been here for just, you know, a few months, perhaps, you know, they were devotees in their last lives, and they had, you know, a lot of Krishna consciousness, so therefore, to say, you know, who's more advanced, I can't really say, but the fact that you're all here, and you're all chanting, and you're all worshipping the deities and following Srila Prabhupada's process, then that's a sign of advancement. But as I sit here and I look at some of the devotees who are new here, new to this temple, new to Krishna consciousness, I can see over the months, I can actually see some changes in the way they look, in the way they speak, being more regular at the morning program. So this process works, and if we just plug in to some process of Krishna consciousness, whether it's Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, then, you know, everything will be okay. Our lives will be, our lives will actually, we're on the path of perfection. And if it's not now, if we just stick to it, hold on very tight to the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, then, you know, all success is guaranteed. So this is a short purport, but I did want to speak a little bit about chanting, hearing and chanting, and by doing that, not being separated from Krishna. As Mother Yashoda and Rohini have shown by example that they couldn't be separated from Krishna and Balaram even for a moment. So in the same way, we can feel connected and not feel separated from Krishna, from Balaram, simply by engaging in the process of Krishna consciousness and chanting about the pastimes of Krishna. So I wanted to stop here and see, does anyone have any comments or questions, something for conversation? Anybody have any additions? Okay. Okay. Prabhu, you want to? The microphone is coming. Okay, Maharaj, you have something to say, please? Maharaj, please, it's okay.
Etiquette will be etiquette. So all I wanted to mention is this one little point, and that is we should not be thinking that just because Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini, they felt such intense love for Krishna, they didn't want to be separated from such a, for even a moment, and therefore they were all sitting on the same chariot there, looking at their child or singing songs about their children. So this comes with many, 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 you know, lives. It's not something that we can just do a few yoga practices or bhakti practices and expect to come to that level so quickly. It's a gradual process of purification in which actually all of the dirt of the heart is gradually washed away. And the natural condition is, of course, to have love for the Supreme Lord. That is our normal and natural condition. Only when the material energy covers the soul, then what happens is that that love that we have, natural, is polluted and diverted into love of material things to increase our own pleasure, our own enjoyment, instead of actually using this, the pure love, to increase Krishna's enjoyment, to increase Srimati Radharani's enjoyment, and all the great associates of Krishna and Radha's enjoyment. So, therefore, we should be patient. That's my point. It takes time to develop that level, that extent. And by being patient and being understanding that Krishna is giving us little by little drips and drips of his love, we are feeling more and more of that love. So when he gives us drips and drips of love, that means the dirt which is covering or overlaying the soul is being washed away. And as it washes away, the natural, normal, spontaneous love begins to gradually arise. And once it begins to arise in full blast, it becomes like Mother Yashoda and Mother Rohini. They can't stand a moment to be separated from their children. And when they are separated, as you mentioned in the purport, they start singing. And so they are still with their children, but in a heartfelt, mental fashion. They're seeing them in their mind as they're churning the butter, or as they're milking cows, as they're doing these different things. So in one sense, they're never separated. In another sense, they may be separated physically, but even though they're separated physically, still they're feeling closeness to their sons by thinking about them, by singing about them, by imagining them, by remembering their interactions with them. So all that tends to raise and bring and develop love of their children. So.
Nice points. Thank you, Maharaj. Well, as you were speaking, I was remembering, and those of us who have children, you've had this experience. When we're younger, we're thinking about their, cooking for them and making sure that they're clean, and when they go to school, how are they doing in school? And we think about our children a lot. And even though that they might be separate from us, as you were saying here, that with Krishna, Rohini, and Mother Yashoda and Rohini, that's a very advanced stage. But here in the material world, we have that example of us as parents, where we're taking care of the children, making sure they're clean, going to school, and we're thinking about them, even if they're not with us, even if they might be home with someone else, and we're out, we're thinking about the children, or when they're in school, we're thinking about our children. So that's a very normal thing. So in this way, we need to take that same mentality, that same mood, and and always be thinking about Krishna. Also, the other, when you were speaking, I was also thinking about the pastime of the gopis. Of course, this is an extremely, I'm not comparing us to the gopis, but I'm just using your example here, that the gopis, when Krishna left Vrindavan and he said, "I will return." But did Krishna ever return? Krishna never returned. But actually, Krishna never left. Why? Because he was in the hearts of the gopis. So that's a very nice pastime. How Krishna can be away, at least externally, but actually he never left. He was never separated from the gopis. Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, thank you for such a relevant class. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.
You mentioned a few times during the class, you said chanting is the first process. And, I'd always heard, Shravana Kirtana, you were thinking, hearing. And then I thought about